stay the same, arm?
Arm load.
Arm load. You ever call it a turn of wood?
No.
The lady does the laundry, hangs it to dry, and then she goes out and takes it down and puts it in a, to carry it in.
Basket.
Suppose they had a wagon, not with a full load of wood, but just a small part of a load. Would you say he had a...
Quarry?
A wagon load of wood, but it wasn't a full load, it was just part of the wood. It's, he's got a... You ever use the word jag for that?
No. I've heard it.
Yeah, I have too, but I mean...
What you call a part load, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
And the musical instrument that they blow on and then play on?
Mouth harp.
Harmonica.
And the kind that they pluck and goes wham, wham, wham. They pluck the thing and put it on their teeth and it goes twang, twang, twang. You ever have a juice harp or a juice?
Oh, I've heard of it, yes. But I...
And around the barrel, there are big metal
bands.
Or
that isn't
hoops.
The right word, though.
Hoops.
I think that is. it's a hoop that you roll.
Yeah.
That's right. If you have a bottle and you don't want the liquid to come out, you can put a...
Cork.
Or if it's made out of glass, it would be a...
Stopper.
Or what if it's made out of rubber?
Still be a...
Cork.
Still be a cork, I guess.
A rubber cork, would you call it?
Yeah.
You hit a nail with a...
Hammer.
Had a lady tell me you hit it with a shoe one
time. Maybe she didn't have a hammer.
She hit her shoe, probably.
Logical answer. You remember anything about the old wagons and buggies? How they hook the horse up? Did they hook it up to the tongue or what? You know any of the parts?
Well, the shafts or the tongue, I guess.
One tongue would be for a team of horses, wouldn't it?
Well, that'd be different, but then what you call that, the shaft and then the tongues that go in.
And for one horse, I think that's shafts.
One horse is shafts, this lady says, so
okay.
I don't know, but I thought we're there.
How about, that's the thing in the middle now, isn't it? The tongue?
The tongue,
yeah, would be across.
That's for a team.
That's across, isn't it? And then the shaft on it.
What are the ones at the sides?
Those are the shafts.
Those are the shafts, I see.
Uh-huh, and the tongue goes across, don't it?
The tongue
goes right through the middle.
So there's no tongue.
A wagon tongue?
Yeah. The tongue, that's for a team, of course.
That's what
I said.
Mm-hmm. That was for a team.
Yes, for a team, of course.
Do you ever talk about the whipple tree or the single tree?
I've heard of it, but I don't have a clear idea.
I don't either.
They wouldn't call it whipple tree, though, friendly. Be a single tree.
I never heard of it.
And a double tree.
Uh-huh.
Evener? Not ring any bells. If a man had some wood in a wagon, he was going from here to there with it, you might say he's doing what to the wood? He's
hauling it.
Hauling.
And the tool that they use to break up the ground?
Plow.
Harrow. Plow, I think, to break it up, and harrow to make it finer.
Mm-hmm. You ever have stone boats around here? Stone boats?
Stone boats?
Never heard of it.
Farm tool, they take the stones out of the field.
Never heard of it.
Could you describe...
They need that up in New England, wouldn't they?
Yeah. My grandfather had one in Ohio, too. He used to ride on it when he went to his farm. Would you describe the types of sleds from the largest to the from the smallest to the largest, rather? The small one that the boy plays on.
Sled and bobsleds.
Bobsled is...
The large one.
How many people would ride in a bobsled?
Well,
five
I
or
think
six?
They're different sizes, aren't
four
they?
Four or five?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now that would have a runner for each, if it were a wagon for each wheel, like, is that what...
A wagon?
I mean,